The thing that Alamogordo is best known for is its landfill, the dump, because supposedly that's where Atari buried E.T., the worst video game of all time. What drove someone to need to hide this stuff so intensely? And how did that bury the company that was the gateway drug to the first generation of gamers? On the day after Christmas in 2007, in Carnation, Washington, the bullet-riddled bodies of Scott and Erica Anderson and their two young children had been discovered at the home of Scott's parents. But in their search of the grounds, investigators have found two more victims. How did they end up out here? Detective Kathleen Decker examines the bodies and comes to a startling conclusion. Each of these celebrity couples will have their turn hosting dinners and critiquing their competition before the first winner of My Kitchen Rules is crowned. Outrageous comedian Andrew Dice Clay is known for his wild antics on stage.
I'm becoming like a regular Wolfgang Putz.
Oh! But his wife, Valerie, hopes he can be domesticated. Celebrated chefs Kat Cora and Curtis Stone will be bringing their impeccable taste and critical eyes to the competition. Collisions between two orbiting objects create thousands of pieces of hazardous debris traveling at over 17,500 miles per hour. This debris collects in orbit around Earth, polluting the space and endangering the safety of operational satellites now and for thousands of years to come. How can we become better stewards of our shared natural resource of space? Before Marv Albert and Bob Costas, there was Marty Glickman.
I always ran.
A Jewish-American athlete who was robbed of a chance to run in the 1936 Olympics.
You can't say 36 Olympics without thinking of what the U.S. did to Marty Glickman.
Glickman went on to become a pioneering sportscaster, setting the gold standard for sports broadcasters past, present, and future. We have this very rich vocabulary to describe moments of inspiration. We have the flash of insight. We have epiphanies. We have light bulb moments. All of these concepts share this basic assumption that an idea is a single thing. But in fact, an idea is a network on the most elemental level.